Good evening, good evening. We started Siman Reish Tzadik Ches on Thursday night. We'll be continuing with halachas of Neir, halachas of the candle of Havdalah. We'll be discussing what kind of candle is acceptable, what kind of candle is not acceptable. We'll also be discussing this widespread meaning of checking one's nails during Havdalah, where does that come from exactly, what's the correct procedure. And hopefully we'll also be touching on the halachas of which is an interesting concept in terms of what candles may or may not be used for Havdalah. Okay, I want to start again from Seif Aleph just to get into the swing of things. Din Neir Havdalah, it's bottom of page 144. You make it a brach of Boirei Me'oire O'esh. Im Yeshlo, if he has fire, he makes a brach of Boirei Me'oresh. And if he hasn't got, he doesn't have to seek after it. Now, we learned in Sifkot and Aleph, Mishnah Berurah tells us the background of where does that come from actually to make the brach on Boirei Me'oresh on Motzei Shabbos. And the reason for that is? Adam Arishon. Yeah. That's the reason the Mishnah Berurah says. Now, we say Boirei Me'oresh Ho'esh, which literally means without Kodesh Baruch Hu, Boirei, the one who creates Me'oresh. The visions, the lights, ho'esh of the fire, and it's in plural, me'oirei ho'esh. Why do we say me'oirei ho'esh?
It's many things.
Very good, because it's many colors. As the Mishnah Berurah points out in Sifkot and Beis, the kama nehure ikre benoire. There's various, the Mishnah Berurah Sifkot and Beis tells us there's various colors. There's a few fire, shades, and kind of shades really, ikre benoire within the candles. Levono, some of it is white. Adumo, some of it is red. Viruko, even some parts are actually green, if you look carefully. Now, what happens if you don't say me'oirei? Vim oma me'oir, if you say, you thank Kodesh Baruch Hu me'oir for the looks, the me'oir, ho'esh in singular, as opposed to the plural, and that's a bachto liyotza, filu b'di'evet, it appears from the achonet, you know, even yoytza b'di'evet. You must ensure to say me'oirei, ho'esh in the plural, because there is taka, many colors within the fire. So it must be in the plural, but if you say in a single, you're not yoytze. Continues the Shulchan Aruch, v'hana mila pe'motze Shabbos. Shulchan Aruch says, you do not have to seek for a fire if it's a regular Motze Shabbos. Al Motze Yom Kippur, on top of the next page, but if it's Motze Yom Kippur, yesh oimim sham, some say, shemechaza achav, you have to ensure to actually get a fire on Motze Yom Kippur. So we're learning there's a big difference between Motze Shabbos and Motze Yom Kippur. Motze Yom Kippur, you have to ensure whatever happens that you make Boirei Me'oresh. Not so on a regular Motze Shabbos. If you haven't got a fire, you haven't got it. As we say in good Yiddish, yo yo, nish nish. Yeah? So there's a big distinction. Ramo finishes off. If you don't have a cup to make Havdalah, Kshiroi Ho'esh Mevorech Olof. V'chein HaPsom, he says that if you, at the time of Havdalah, you haven't got fire. So you're going to make Havdalah without a fire, as we just learned. But if you have, a few hours later, you actually suddenly get hold of a candle, you can make Boirei Me'oresh then independently. So that's okay. Similarly with the Psomim as well. If you haven't got Psomim when you're making Havdalah, so we're learning you don't have to delay Havdalah, you can just go for it now. You don't have Havdalah. You don't have Psomim. But if a few hours later you get hold of Psomim, you should then make the Baruch Hu Psomim independently. So that's the same between fire and Psomim. If you have to delay it, if you get hold of it later, you can make an independent Baruch Hu later on. Now, what is the difference though between Motze Shabbos and Motze Yom Kippur? Why is it that it's so important and critical when it comes to Motze Yom Kippur Havdalah? Why is it different than the regular Motze Shabbos that if you don't have Me'oresh, you don't have a fire? It doesn't matter. What's the difference? Mishnah Berurah explains that in Mishnah Berurah Seif Kotten Gimel. Ve'ein ha'tzorech lachzor achov. She'en mevorchin lezicha shenivra'u b'motze Shabbos v'kanal. So that the reason we make a bokh is as a zicha, as a remembrance, shenivra'u, that fire was created Motze Shabbos. That is the reason why we make a bokh on a regular Motze Shabbos. Valken, therefore, yuchal levorech ala kois, you could make Havdalah on wine, afilu b'loineh, without even a candle. Because, you know, it's an additional bokh. But if it doesn't work out. Humosa sheis dam el achekach, and if you have got fire later on, shire eish, they can see fire, vien el oir, and you have benefit from the fire, yivorech, you can then make a bracha boreim oish, But that's only for some Motzei Shabbos. In other words, if on Sunday morning you get hold of a fire only, or on Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday, you won't be able to make a Bochum Eroish anymore. So you don't have to do it by Havdalah on Motzei Shabbos straight away. If you don't have a fire, it's okay, but you can't delay. If you get a fire later on, an hour or two later, it's okay, as long as it's Motzei Shabbos. It's following morning, on Sunday morning, if you get hold of a fire, it's too late, you can't make Bochum Eroish anymore. Yeah. Yes, Havdalah, absolutely, Havdalah, yes. Havdalah does it with Tashlumim, but the Bochum Eroish, you won't be able to make it anymore. Correct. 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 Motzei Shabbos only.
So if you did it on Monday morning,
you will not make Bochum Eroish.
Just Hagafen.
Indeed. Yeah. Now, Motzei Yom Kippur, the Mishneh Berurah explains. Where does he explain? I actually explained it later on. One second. Where does he explain it? I thought it was here. But you're right, explains it later on. Where does he explain it? Where does he explain it? I thought it was over here, but I must have made a mistake. Aval Motzei Yom Kippur, yesh mi shemechaz na'achov. Motzei Yom Kippur, you have to see... Yeah, so it is later. It is later. It's, I think it's in Resh. One minute. I'll find it. Mincha Hashem. Oh. Yes, here it is. It's Shulchan Aruch Seif later. Yeah. It's in Sivkot Chavdala later, Mishneh Berurah explains. And that's got to do with what we're learning now as well, actually. The Mishneh Berurah says that Motzei Yom Kippur, it's... Motzei Yom Kippur, the reason it is that on Motzei Yom Kippur, it's nothing to do, in Motzei Yom Kippur, the reason why we light on Motzei Yom Kippur a fire is nothing to do with the fact that it was created. Motzei Shabbos, we have a Zeicha, as Mishnah Berurah explains over here. On Motzei Shabbos, we have a Zeicha because of the first fire that we created on Motzei Shabbos. When it comes to Motzei Yom Kippur, there's a different halacha. The actual reason why we light is a completely different reason. Is because we need to have a light with Ner Sheshavas. We need to have a light which was lit before Motzei Shabbos, before Motzei Yom Kippur, and it's a different light. We'll see more halachas about it later on. But maybe just for now, we have to realize that the reason why we light on Motzei Shabbos is a very different reason why we light on Motzei Yom Kippur. So more to follow on this, Yemetz Hashem. Let us continue with Seif Beis. Okay, what kind of fire do we need to use? What kind of fire do we need to use? What kind of candle do we use?
Multi-wick.
You need to have 2 weeks. And what did you say? Wax. Says the Shulchan Aruch Seif Beis, Mitzvah Namufcha, ideally, you should use Mevorech al Avuka, which Avuka really means a torch, a big flame. Ideally, you need to have a flame, a proper big fire. For Yesh Mishoim, and some say, Shemele Avuka, if you don't have a Avuka proper, Tzorch Lahadlik Neir Acher, you could use an additional extra light candle, which is lit for the Havdalah. So anything which is lit for the Havdalah, is that if you've got, normally you'd have a kind of fire, a candle which is lit in the house anyway, to have light. So he says that if you have that light, you can't use. That light that is the regular light for the house, that you can't use for Havdalah. But if you have an additional extra candle which are lighting for Havdalah purpose, that is obviously okay. So he said that anything that you're doing extra, that is fine. But the point being that the candle which is anyway in the room for lighting purpose, you cannot use that. Says, you have to light an additional extra light candle for the purpose of Havdalah.
besides Maneir HaMiuchot, besides the one which is already designated, Lohoir HaBavois, the one which is already lit, for making the room brighter. Now the Ramah says, V'neir, that's very important, that's what you're referring to, V'neir, and any candle, Sheish Loib Shteip Silois, any candle which has two wicks, Mikri Avuk is considered an Avuk, and hence,
that is obviously the widespread universal minik of having any Avdolah candles which are made out of two, which have got two wicks, that is considered an Avukah, and that's what Mitzvah and Amufri should be using for Avdolah. Having said that, though, it is not sufficient, the poskim can point out, if you've got one big wax, which has got two threads, that's not good enough. An avuka is only if it's got two independent, that's what the poskim say. It's not muchach in the Ramah, but I saw the poskim saying that. Pardon? They sell them like that. They're normally made out of two.
No, I've got one.
Attacker. Yeah. So I don't know. I'm quoting poskim that I saw that they say that it's not good enough if there's two. But truth is, I'm it's not what the Ramah says. The Ramah says that I don't know if they've got two. The truth is, Misvara, what do you tine, Gideon? What do you tine, Misvara? Let's see what Mishnebo says if Cotton heard the first few words. Al Avuka, why do you need an Avuka? Avuka says, Sho'iru Ra'av, because it creates more light. V'tov lehada, it is the ideal way of performing the mitzvah. Sheshal Shavad, it's made out of wax. Mishnebo continues, then gives examples of a wax which any kind of fuel, the Avdolah candle which is made out of any which has ingredients which make it smell bad odor, that's a problem. So if it smells bad, that would be a problem for Avdolah. Okay, that's not so common nowadays. But even then, if you've got no other option, Mishnah Berurah says you could be makel. But I saw this in the poskim. No, it may not be. No, I saw it in the poskim. I didn't see it in the Yeshua. I saw it in the poskim. Yeah. The truth is, Reb Gideon, the truth is, looking very balabatish at the Mishnah Berurah, you could argue that it's not a problem at all. That it's not a problem? I'm quoting poskim, contemporary poskim. It's not in the Mishnah Berurah itself. You don't have a right that it's a problem, because truth is, if you tie into that, I mean, very palabatish in the Mishnah Berurah. The truth is, it's the Sho'iru Ra'av. It creates more light. Mishnah Berurah says that it's called an avuka. It's called a torch. If there's two threads, it's called an avuka. So lichoy, you could argue that since there is two threads, it does create more light, doesn't it?
That's why if you're out and about somewhere, if you're somewhere without all of your paraphernalia,
yeah,
you use two little wicks.
That's even in a way that's even lechatchila, because you've got two sources all together. And that, that's
what we'll do when they're on field.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Yeah, absolutely, but that's lechatchila. That's the chatchila, because you've got two light sources, you're merging them, you've got a greater light. So, Mishnah Berurah Maisa, I just want to point out, Mishnah Berurah says that if you only have got one candle in Sifkot Vav, it says, Mishum Hekel Shul Hashem Mitzvah. This is all, it's all a chatchila. If a person only has got one candle, a single candle, but yeah, but that's fine. So we're talking about the chatchilas over here. The only exception being, if you've got anywhere light in the room, let's say you've got no electricity, we're going to talk about electricity in its right time. If you've got no electricity, you only have, candles, and the candles are there anyway. Here the Ramah says, if you've got that, you can't use for Avdolah. Because all of those candles which are out here are for lighting purpose and not for Avdolah purpose. Now, that's not good enough. You need to have something which is specifically designated for Avdolah. So you need to extinguish one, light it again, or alternatively take another one, and light that for the Havdalah purpose, then you've got a good Havdalah. Here the Mishnah Berurah says, why is that? Mishum hekel shel Hashem mitzvah. It needs to be done for mitzvah. If they've got plenty of lights anyway, all the candles are there anyway, so that's for having a bright room. You can't use that for Havdalah. So you can't just take it now and use $5 for it. You can't. Because it's not hekel Hashem mitzvah, it's not $5. So you can't just take. But if you extinguish it and light it again, that would be okay. Yeah. So very good. That's actually what the post can discuss. So Rabbi Isai, what is generally the minig about when Motzei Shabbos is Yom Tov? So you've got to make Yaknehas, you have to make a Havdalah. So what do people do for Havdalah then? What's the minig? What do you do? Tea lights, and you merge the two tea lights, you hold them together. Good, so many people will do that, and according to many poskim, that's the ideal way of doing it. You take two tea lights, and you merge them together, and you will therefore create a perfect Havdalah. No, not very different to what you're mentioning. You take two tea lights, and you put them together, and like this you're making Havdalah, and you're making Meroesh on that as well. Some poskim don't like it so much, a minority poskim don't like it, and they say that by putting two, it's a bit close to Havo on Shabbos, or Havo on Yom Tov Shlo Litzorech, you're making Havo, you're creating extra fire with no real need for it. And therefore they're a bit reluctant to be Mati, and that's why some people won't do it, and rather they'll just go over the regular, it's the outside candle you have anyway on the side, and they'll just do a Meroesh over that, without being an Avuko. Without it being Avuko. Again, Avuko is only Lechatchila. To have a double flame, that's only Lechatchila. For a single flame, that's also okay. A single thread, a single wick, that's also okay. So they say that, you know what, go to the Ikar Din in order to play around potentially Surim.
What Avera is
Havara? Shlo Litzorech. Shlo Litzorech at all.
Is it
would only be Medrabonon, yeah. But you can do the Havdalah, you can do the Havdalah without it. So, but Rabbi Isai, personally, there's minogim about that, yeah.
So, but are you allowed to do the Meroesh on Yom Tov candles? It has to be on the 24-hour candle. Because you're saying you can't use the light that's already there.
Could you potentially do the Yom Tov? I don't see why not. Is it, let me just think. I think you could. I don't see why not. Yeah. Yeah, the answer is yes.
What most people
I don't know what most people do. I'm not a guy. Ask around. I don't know, what do most people do? Do you have extra? Do you do it over the Yom Tov candle? You do? You take two tea lights? What do you? I think a lot of people.
Yeah, there's Yaknehas candles that it's called a Yaknehas candle.
Take for that purpose alone. Yeah. Right. Right. Yeah. Yeah. I think that many people do. I think it's about half-half, I don't know. Okay. Correct. That would be Shlo Litzorech, absolutely. Absolutely, yeah.
And then the Shabbos candles, why is that different to Havdalah? See, Shabbos, Havdalah, you're allowed to use, you're not allowed to use Shabbos,
The light was already there, but the Shabbos, I think, are allowed to. Not sure. I have to think about it. Not sure. Okay. Mishnah Berurah does point out towards the end of Sifkot and Ches that if you do take two candles, make sure that it's joined together b'shas the brocha. Look at the last few words. Shemad b'gachat shtei neiros lehadot b'eis habrocha zo gam ken choshev avuka. This idea of having the two tea candles, for instance, to have them together, and by thereby having an avuka, halachically an avuka, that you have to do that during the brocha. So it's not good enough if you are on holidays, so you are somewhere where you don't have your regular kind of items with you. So if you want to do this merging of two tea lights, you can do that, but just make sure in order to fulfill the lechat chila of avuka, that during the bracha already they emerged. And then as you're saying the bracha, they emerged already, as opposed to making the bracha and then putting them together. That's what Mishnah Berurah points out. Rabbi says, Siv Gimel. That's the minig now of the minig of the nails. Nagin is takel bekapois hayodaim. The minig is to look at kapois hayodaim, which means the palms, ubetziponaim, and on the nails. During bracha of boirei moiro eish, you look at the palms and the nails. V'yesh lirois betziponei yad yemin. You have to check the nails of your right hand. V'lechois hakois, and the one who makes the bracha must hold the becha with his left hand. V'yesh, and then yesh lichvoi for its boys. You have to fold your fingers l'seichayad into your hand. So you have to fold the fingers into your hand. L'seichayad. She'oz roye atziponaim, because then you'll see the tziponaim, you'll see the nails, ima kapois, with the palm, pevas acha simultaneously, v'lo yere pnei atzboi shebefnim, and you will not see the pnei atziponaim, you will not see the front of the nails, meaning, I don't know what it's called in English, this, you won't see this? You won't see the inside. So in other words, we have to look at the palms, and we have to look at the nails. So the way to do that is, obviously, that's what the Gemara speaks out, you have to fold it inside. You have to fold it inside like this. You can look at the nails and simultaneously at the palm. Where does that all come from? Yeah. Yeah. No. Well, yes. Well, one hand is sufficient. And since you're holding the becha, so... Yeah. I don't know about left-handed. Good question. Oh, thumbnail is not necessary. We'll speak about that. You don't really need the thumbnail. Where does that come from? Why do we need to look at our palms and our nails? So the Mishnah Berurah explains, no, again, it's takels if cotton test. Hatam. What's the reason? Why do we need to look at our nails? The hope in on shiucha lahaki or le'oire bin matbea le'matbea. Kelekameh. This is halacha which we're going to see in a minute. Mibbez Hashem. That we need to be able to benefit from the light. The bracha was, the takon of the bracha is, boire moresh, you need to have benefit from the light. What kind of benefit? How do you define benefit from a light source? So the Shulchan Aruch says, later on in a minute, that it has to be, let's just look at the inside now, Sif Dalet, en mevorchin alaneh, ad shi oysa le'oiroi. You can only make a bracha, ad shi oysa, when you have benefit, you have benefit from its light. The hainu she'samuchloi, it needs to be close enough to you. Pechtein or the shulchan lahakir, that you're able to distinguish and recognize between matbea medina zu and matbea medina acheres. You should be able to distinguish and differentiate between coins, money coins from one country to a different country's coins. You need to be able to distinguish between them, and that's pretty close. And that is considered, that's defined as hana from the light. If it's too dark, and you can see it's coins, but you can't see which one is a pound and which one is a euro, you just can't, it's too dark, then it's not good enough. You don't have any sufficient benefit from the light. You need to have sufficient light that you can distinguish between those coins and these coins. Now, in order to achieve that, you either need to have coins. That's the idea. You could have coins. But second best, if you don't have coins, if you don't have euros with you, or you just use credit cards, and you don't have any coins, so what you're going to do then is there's a similar alternative, which also gives you a definition of how much light you need. And that's checking, as the Mishnah Berurah says now, checking the nails, says the Mishnah Berurah cotton test. Ideally, you need to be able to check between coins to coins. That's what we tend to look at our nails. To see, do you have enough benefit from the light? And you're able to recognize. If you are able to see and distinguish between your nail and the skin which is around your nail, that means you're getting enough light from this candle. And it's the same kind of light you need for distinguishing between coins. It's probably a bit harder. No, I think that's probably... What's completely different? You think so? I would say the opposite. No, but what do you think? Do you think it's easy? I don't know. I don't know. Do you agree, Rabbi Yisai? I think that it's harder to distinguish between the nail and the skin. Okay, so Shulchan Aruch Lamaaseh says that it's a very similar kind of level. If you've got enough light to see between the skin and the nail, you're fine. But if you can't see, then I don't know. If you can't see, then it's not enough light. Now, that, by the way, that's obviously where the minhag comes from, to switch off the light during, I don't know if everybody's got that minhag. It's not a universal minhag. You've got a minhag? Yeah, not so, but I think a lot of people switch off the light during Avdolah, and they keep dafka the light of the Avdolah on, and that's how you make the bracha, because like this, you can be able to 100% make sure that the bracha is set correctly. You can see that you have enough, you know, you have benefit from the actual light. You benefit from the actual light, and you can distinguish between the nails and the flesh and the skin. Now, what's the story of the palms? Why need to look at the palms? So here, let's see what Moshe is going to say about this. But Mishnah Berurah says, "Va'oit shatziponayim and simen va'oit shatziponayim and simen bracha." The nails are also a simen bracha, which is very interesting because al pikapola, I don't know how that makes sense. But al tziponayim simen bracha. Tziponayim is also a simen of the nails are simen of bracha. Shein peres v'rabas lam, because they grow so incredibly fast. Nails grow so fast. So there's a simon bracha to it. It continuously increases and it keeps growing and more and more and more. And there's an element of bracha in that. It's an element of bracha in that. And so that's why we look at Al Motzei Shabbos straight away as a simon bracha. We look at the nails as a bracha that it should be a bracha. It should be a week that grows and there's just a huge amount of increase and so that's a bit similar to actually overflowing the becha. The reason why we overflow the becha is also simen bracha, as I mentioned earlier. So similarly, also we look at the nails too, because that's a simen bracha as well. Now, why the palms? Gam istakne bekapas yadayim. We also look at the palms. Sheish besirtute hayat simen isborich boy. We look at the palms because here also it's a simen bracha to look at the palms. Setute, the what's it called? There's also here also simen bracha, a simen that should be gebenched with our hands during the week, with the palms of our hands during the week. So that is why we don't. So the background of it all is that we need to be able to have benefit from the light. And ideally, you should have the Shulchan Aruch really speaks about being to distinguish between coins. If you don't have coins, so the minig is, and that is to look at the nails and at the palms, because that will be able to define exactly if you've got sufficient light from the Avdolah candle. Mishnah Berurah have gotten you, it goes into your point, Mr. Berlin. Lichvav ha'etzpois, we fold the fingers. Hanua arba etzpois, he's talking about the four fingers. Al gaba gudol. Four fingers So some of the minig afterwards, some afterwards have a minig to open up the hands and look from the back like this. So you start off making the bracha, looking at the nails in the palm, and afterwards you open up and you look from the back. That's the Ramah says. That's some annoying to do that. Okay. I don't see why not. Yeah.
Just the right hand?
No, it has to be one hand. It doesn't make a difference which one. Yeah. Right, so if Dalib is so ready, then therefore, if you are yoitze through this bracha, Somebody else is saying the bracha, and you're yoytze through that bracha. V'roitze lotzeis gam bevirkes meireish, and you want to be yoytze through the bracha meireish through this person's avdala, such as the balabais being moitze the rest of the family. Yekarev atzmoitze loeish, you should get close enough to the fire kishiyazeh of this shir. So the person is yoytze through the bracha should ensure to be close enough to the candle to have benefit from the light. Good, and. Oh, that's it. Okay, we learned the halachas berem ho'esh. We learned that it's critical to say berem ma'orei ho'esh in the plural, and we explained the reason for that. We said it's the big difference about the bracha of berem ho'esh on Motzei Shabbos and on Motzei Yom Kippur. More to follow on that. We said you can person can make the bracha on berem ho'esh and psalm independently without actually being said as part of the havdalah. We learned that you should have an avuka, which can be fulfilled by having two threads merging, and that's considered an avuka, but that's only the chatchila, and without it, it's fine as well, as long as it's extra candle which is lit for the sake of Avdala. We spoke about looking at the fingernails and the palms, and we spoke also about the principle that a person must have anor from the candle created on from the light created through the Avdala, and if not, that's essential for the fulfillment of the bracha. Okay.